Welcome back to the Spirit of the West. Marvin Odell has been a passionate supporter of Western music for a long time, and in the last few years, he's discovered his gift for songwriting and singing. Here's an example from his brand new CD called A Western Tale to Tell.
Tomorrow, I'll be riding out of here, heading for some place I've never been. But this time, I'm fighting with a feeling, don't know if I'll be back this way again. My saddle and my bridle are hanging in the barn. Old Dusty's restless, waiting for my call. Suzanne, would you please take a walk outside with me tonight before I take that saddle off the wall? I'll be gone before the sun is up tomorrow morning. You'll be nestled in your feather bed. I hope to be in Abilene this time tomorrow night, but I've got some troubled thoughts inside my head. I know I'll see your face whenever I hear the trail call, each time I take that saddle off the wall. I've worked your daddy's ranch all summer long, sleeping in the barn, busting bronks. Though I know you'd never take a second look at me, I've admired your beauty more than once. No, please let me finish. I don't have that much to say. Your hair smells sweet upon the evening breeze. A cowboy rarely finds the nerve to say just what he feels, and I can't believe this trembling. I must look awful silly twisting this old hat around, and I'm sorry for that tear I made you cry. If I thought for one old minute I had hurt you, dear Suzanne, I guess I'd just curl up right here and die. Well, I better hit the hay for one last time in that old stall, 'cause I've gotta get that saddle off the wall. I haven't known a home since I was just a little kid. I don't know if I could ever settle down. I've spent my days just living in these hills and on these plains, looking for the things I've never found. But I know I'll see your face whenever I hear the trail call, before I take that saddle off the wall.
Okay, and we'll wrap this one up with Shad Sullivan's riveting story about an old cowboy who hardly spoke, and a girl or a lady known only as Miss Amy.
A solitary tear followed the line in his face, and his skin was a testament of time. His eyes could look through you with a deafening gaze, and some said he was losing his mind. But I knew old Badger better than that. Hell, he just didn't have much to say. Unless he heard spirits or you messed with his hat, he'd not say a word for days. The first time I met him, he was like he is now. He'd just sit there staring at things. I suppose he was thinking of old days on the prowl and the nights when the camp cookie sings. And I never could get it all figured out of why he'd just sit there so dim. Never a word, a scream, or a shout until one day when I was riding the rim. I'd heard the boys tell of his life, but I figured those stories weren't true. They talked of the day he killed his young wife, but when I was riding the rim, I knew that the stories were wrong. Complete tall tales. Her death wasn't his fault at all. I rode up on a headstone along the rim rail. It read, "She rode above and beyond her call." and I pondered the story of Miss Amy Ann and the day that she parted this earth. Did she die while in peace or while making a stand? And whichever the case, what was its worth? So when I rode back to camp, I decided to ask, and he sat there like he does every day. "Badger, do you mind if we talk of old days and your past?" Then wondered if I'd made a mistake. He just sat there in a stifling silence, and that's when I turned away. To my surprise, he said, "Son, sit down and be quiet. I'll tell you of that horrible day." I suppose you've heard stories, of which most are untrue, about the day that I lost my wife. And it tears me inside. She's the only woman I knew. It cuts me jagged and deep like a knife. I met her in Dodge during trail days to the north, and she captured my heart on the spot. I was right off the trail and wasn't her sort, except that I'd not get her caught. But she wasn't her cover. The lipstick and rouge, it was all just a part of her job. You see, she worked as a madam and took all sorts of abuse. I held her the nights when she'd sob. And I promised I'd take her away from the sound of Dodge City's hootin' and hollerin'. So we packed up our bags and were panhandle bound, dreams of a ranch we were following. We left Dodge in a hurry and crossed the river at dusk, no time for our dreams to fade. I gave her a ring, my hand was her trust, not knowing she'd yet been betrayed. Well, we covered the ground like a young couple should, and made it through storm after storm. We crossed the Cimarron Creek, ravaged by flood, and things hadn't changed the next morn. But I thought things were good, and we'd all be just fine. Already we'd crossed several rivers. But the Canadian was running and well on the rise. Her power gave me the tingles and shivers. So I told Amy Ann we'd camp there for the night, and wait for the flood to go down. But she convinced me to forge, and halfway through the fight, her horse hit a bog. They both drowned. Son, I did what I could, but her reach was too far, and the force just swept me away. I woke up with a headache, looking towards the stars and the heat and the darkness of day. Well, I never found Amy Ann or the mount that she rode, and I take the blame for her loss each day. So I planted the marker along the rim road in the spring after the flooding in May. Well, that was more words than I'd heard Badger speak in all of my life, I believe. And this evening he died, his heart broken and weak, at the age of 103. So I come to find out by the great man himself that the stories I heard were all lies. His days of cowboying had gone long and well, but his heart was broken inside.
Thanks again for making the ride, and I sure hope you can join us right here next week at the same time. And as always, thanks to Mark and Kathy McMillan, our great support crew. Now be sure to check the latest issue of Canadian Cowboy Country Magazine for all kinds of great reading and pictures, and you can subscribe online at canadiancowboy.ca. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel for this show and many more from the past, with video and lots of videos of the Western Spirit Band and ranching scenes and much more. The links are on our website, hugh-mclennan.com. Till next week, I'm Hugh McLennan. Hope to see you down the trail somewhere real soon.